Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We will share the features there with you completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites, we do it free. freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, this hour, at some point, you'll get a chance to win a two-pack of the Totesack. We'll explain what that is a little bit later on. We go first to the phones and the fun, and then to the email box. First, Scott is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes, hello, Mark. How are you?
It's Ian. He's only talking to you, Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Scott the Bigot. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, don't forget also the anti-Semite.
What hatred? Well, I mean, you're bigoted. I mean, that kind of covers it all as far as I'm concerned.
You know, America, I'm hearing what you're saying, and America is, do you ever wonder why America has had all these droughts and poverty and wars and all of this? God hates America.
Please say that it's God that's punishing us. Yeah.
God hates America, and you made that, that's A, and then it follows logically.
Well,
B.
I don't know if you've noticed, but yeah. There are natural disasters that take place all around the world every day.
But things in the past decade or more have really spiraled out of control, and the American people should ask themselves, why? Why is this country being cut down? And the reason why it's being cut down is because God hates our homosexual and lesbian tolerance.
Oh, I wish you would call in Friday night. Will you call in Friday night about this? Because we actually have a gay man on the show, because we are not just tolerant towards gay people on Free Talk Live, but we also are allowing, because there's kind of a difference between the two. Tolerant kind of suggests that you disgustedly look at something and you won't do anything about it, but you'll tolerate it. But allowing is like, oh, that's your life. You're not hurting anybody. That's cool. You know, do whatever you want. So I feel like I am more allowing toward gays than I am tolerant, but certainly I'm tolerant as well.
So God's not loving, Scott?
What's that?
Scott, God is not loving, or he's not about unconditional love?
No. God okay. has laws like anything else. And
okay, so God is kind of like government then.
If you break
the rules, get punished, we'll smite you.
That's right.
Wait a minute. You're saying God didn't make gay people?
God
did he just screw up there or what?
God wants a man and a woman to marry. God does not want a man and a man or a woman and a woman.
I don't know when you say. I mean, because you're not a big Christian guy. I mean, I know that from your previous calls. How do you know what God wants? I mean, if it wasn't written in the Bible, if you're not a big believer in the Bible, how do you know what God wants?
I do believe in a God, although sometimes I do have my doubts. I come from the school of seeing is believing. I desperately try to see God. I've never had any evidence of it. I guess I'm going by that God had a son named Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He died on the cross in Calvary. I want to desperately believe he existed. If he did exist, then he was the Son of God. If he did perform miracles, make the blind see, make the crippled walk, then he was the Son of God. If he is the Son of God, it makes common sense to me that there is a God. So my belief in God is based on the presence of Jesus Christ. Without the presence of Jesus Christ, I would not believe that there is a God.
But you have already admitted you have no real evidence that there was. You just believe that there was, right?
I want to believe that there is some sort
but
of.
But you don't believe any
that
of
way. That way, he hates fags, right?
By saying that I believe in a God, yes. Let's be fair. At least I'm not a hypocrite. It justifies my hatred of homosexuals.
Okay, and you said God wants men and women to get married. Is that a state-sanctioned marriage? Is that what God wants?
He wants men and women to get married to produce children.
You didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
You did not answer the question.
It's a state-sanctioned marriage.
So the God, so in your mind, God created the state, or the state is essentially an extension of God?
I think the state is an extension of God. But it's not the kind of state.
You've got a real crappy God.
I hate this government that we have. It's a totalitarian government.
But it must be an extension of God.
Well, it's let me put it this way. It's the God that when America was
did you even think this one out before you called in?
Yes, I
Scott.
God, this is not the America of George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, when America was a Christian country. This is a
deluded Christianity. I don't think America was a Christian country. It was a country founded on religious freedom.
Oh, it was always a Christian country.
No, it was founded by people who were
Benjamin
tired
Franklin
of being
wasn't a Christian.
Persecuted by
Benjamin Franklin
governments.
Was a Quaker.
No, Benjamin Franklin was not a Quaker. Benjamin Franklin was a deist.
Well, you can look at it, and I'm not going to argue with it. I know that George Washington...
I can tell you...
I know that George Washington was
a Quaker. Nothing like a Quaker. I'm a Quaker. Benjamin Franklin was not a Quaker.
George Washington was an Episcopalian. John Adams was a Unitarian. They were Christians.
Well,
it doesn't matter. They were founding a government based on...
James Madison.
Madison was an Episcopalian.
He was a deist. The fact is, you could call me a Methodist because that was the church that I was baptized in, but that wouldn't make me a Methodist today. People in their adulthood come to different beliefs on God than what they perhaps had in their childhood.
But I'm saying that America's being struck down, not by mere coincidence, because there's a greater plan, and that the American people have not followed God's law.
So what does God want for the gay community, then?
He wants them to be normal. And he wants them... and that's
they are normal,
so,
Scott.
Okay.
Have you ever actually known any gay people?
I've seen them, yeah.
No, that's not the answer to the question. The question is, have you ever actually known any gay people?
I've known them, yeah.
No, you have not. How well have you known them?
I don't want to know them that well.
Yeah. See, you have these preconceived notions about what it means to be a gay person and how backwards it is. And
I'd like to correct you on that. I don't like the word gay. They have absolutely nothing to be happy about. Gay
sure they do. I would say gay people are some of the happiest folks I've ever met.
Yeah.
I don't know there. I'm
great costumes, too.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever been to a Pride Fest, Mark? Man, that is a happy, good time. They know how to party.
I'm not, gentlemen, ready for this world. This... You're making me laugh. This world is sick. It's all out of whack.
No,
it's turned upside down and inside out.
Scott,
this world
I'm hearing
is a giant nut house.
Scott, I'm hearing you describe God as this vengeful, angry, hate-filled being who's going around judging people for the free will that he gave them. That doesn't just sound a little off to you?
No.
He created the. I mean, if you believe that God, this Christian God, created the universe and created Earth and created all the things on it, then he created homosexuality.
And if he hates homosexuals, then he could just strike them down or prevent them from existing in the first place. And that really shows that God is about unconditional love and loving people enough to let them make their own decisions, even if he doesn't approve for some reason. Which I don't think God's about judgment to begin with.
You know what,
God also hates the Jews for betraying and murdering his son, Jesus, on the cross.
Scott, I don't even want to go into your hatred of Jews tonight. We did that last night. Let's stick with one hatred per night, okay?
Yeah.
So my question here is, do you believe that homosexuality is a choice?
I believe homosexuality, I'm going to be honest, let me think that over. It's either a choice or they're born. I'd like to believe that it's a choice. That it's something that they...
Do you believe that animals that have engaged in homosexual, like non-human animals, that animals who have engaged in homosexual activities have also chosen that? Let me give you an example. My old cat, the old studio cat, Ravage, he went with Julia when she moved out, and so I only get to see him occasionally. But he's now a gay cat. But it's not because he wasn't gay before. He didn't have another male cat in the house with which to interact. Now he lives in a house where there's another male cat. And the two of those cats do some very, very gay-looking things with one another that he never did with the female cat that he would attack the female cat that he lived with at my house, and then at his new house with the male cat, they engage in some very loving and playful gay activities with one another. Is that a choice, Scott, or is that nature?
I think that's nature.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So if it's nature with animals, why wouldn't it be nature with humans? We're just hairless apes, hairless monkeys who got the ability to talk and reason. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, but sometimes reason doesn't factor into who you're attracted to. More coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil, try our 5-pound sampler, and get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up anything. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Don't forget, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, including the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And again, it's all totally free for you. bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Totosec. It's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. I use it to take groceries from the grocery store out to the car because I don't like to put the grocery cart into the corral. You could use it to take stuff from the house to the boat. It is made from 100% recycled materials right here in the United States and by a manufacturing place. I've taken a tour through through game engineering, and it's located in Bensonville, Illinois. You can check out the Totasack at totasack.us, TOTASAK.US. You'll just be amazed at how you lived your life without this convenient little device. It's the Totasack, and we'll be giving away a pair of them here on Free Talk Live.
In a few moments, as a matter of fact. But first to the phones, and the fun, Ty is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Ty.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. Hey, I just wanted to make a real quick point about the idea that the United States was founded as a Christian nation. That's false. The Treaty of Tripoli actually has these words in it.
And hold on, before you go on, before you make the quote, I think it's important for people to note that the treaties, as I understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Ty, but treaties are the Constitution. When a treaty is ratified, then it becomes a part of the Constitution of the United States of America. Is that correct?
I have no idea. Okay. All I know is
somebody will tell me if I'm
wrong. Government record that it was ratified unanimously on the floor of the U.S. Senate in June 7th, 1797.
Okay.
And it states, as the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. And it's cut and dry.
Nice.
No argument there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, by the way, the Treaty of Tripoli, was that put together in John Adams's tenure? So you're talking about the second president of the United
Correct.
States. So
the man who was sent to do it was sent by George Washington in his second term.
Yeah, I don't know that guy's name, but I have looked into this Treaty of Tripoli, relatively extensively, and... Yeah, you know, that this is what people always say. It's a Christian nation. But there's nothing to back that up. Nothing. There's absolutely nothing to back that up.
I'm a Christian myself, but the U.S. is not a Christian nation. It's not founded on any religion.
And what people don't understand is the United States was founded at the end of the Enlightenment period. And then... in the mid-1800s, a sort of Christian revival swept the nation. So it feels like, in the past, Christianity was a big deal in people's lives. But honestly, they were less Christian in the United States. Generally, the population was less Christian in the late 18th century than they are today. People were looking at things and saying, you know, the deists were looking at things and saying, you know, God isn't actively participating in people's lives. Where are the angels? Where are the burning bushes? Where are all these things? The questions that people are asking themselves today.
So it's basically a story that the Christians tell themselves to...
That was the only point I wanted to make.
Thanks for bringing that up, Ty. Very interesting. Basically the whole idea of a Christian nation is just a talking point for Christians to make them feel good.
To enforce their will on other people. Mm-hmm. The idea that Christ says he was out without sin to cast the first stone, the idea that Christianity, which was a rebellion religion against the Jewish, the Pharisees and the Romans... Well, now that they're in charge, so many of these Christians want to enforce their will on other people. How can you have moral behavior when you don't have an option?
Yeah, then you're just being, it's not virtuous if you can't choose.
The woman who chooses not to be a prostitute today because it's illegal is not virtuous because she chooses not to be a prostitute.
Well, what's wrong with being
She's
a prostitute?
Just scared. I'm just saying that if you're Christian and you look at this thing from the standpoint of virtue and you want people to choose virtue for virtue's sake, the person that chooses not to be a prostitute today because they might be arrested and thrown in jail for it is not virtuous.
So to the email box from Parker, or excuse me, not from Parker, but from somebody else who's referencing another email, Alan writes in. So I said, I just might clocked out of my third shift job stocking shelves at Walmart, and I was on my way to the gas station to pick up a pack of smokes and some beer when something happened that rattled me. I've been listening to the Free Talk Live podcast for the last few hours of my shift, and just as I was wiping the snow from my back windshield, you read Parker's email. Now, I want to tell you this. Now, Parker's email had something to do with how, concerned he was with the state of liberty and that he'd, come to these conclusions, etc. And that's not really that relevant to what Alan has to say. I want to tell you this, not because I expect you to read this on the air or even give it more than a passing glance in your home, but because I have a deep need to confess this to someone, anyone, who will be able to read it and understand, at least on some level, the sort of anguish and turmoil that I experience on a near daily basis. a small bit of backstory. I came to the ideas of liberty as many people do in my youth, say 16 or 17, and I'm now 31. I got there through Ayn Rand, but while my taste for her totalitarian philosophy eventually waned, the non-aggression principle stuck with me. The idea that...
It is a sticky principle.
The idea that it's, you know, not very nice to aggress against peaceful people, and that we shouldn't. I regarded myself as a pretty standard-issue libertarian. I talked to people whenever I could about whatever ideas they were interested in, but didn't give it much thought beyond being a sort of subtle quirk of personality. A couple of years ago, probably during the last years of the Bush presidency, that started to change for me. I became increasingly frightened, as opposed to just annoyed, at the things that my government was doing, he puts my in quotes. The realization that my emails could be read, my phone calls tapped, kind of struck a chord. It was as though I was witnessing the dawn of some new and terrible, monstrous era. But then, as I was moved to learn more about history and economics and foreign policy, I realized that what I was seeing was not a unique and aberrant fluke, but rather the natural and predictable consequence of the centralization of power. As I was in the process of becoming radicalized, it was as though I was groping in the dark through a dense fog. At the edge of the fog stood a curtain. Pulling that curtain back and seeing the state for what it was sort of an awful and traumatic epiphany. It was as though, and I have a very distinct image of this in my mind, as though I saw the state as a great snarling beast with sharp teeth and spittle-soaked jowls, and it was waiting to devour me. And yes, worst of all, my son, Jack. I must beg that you forgive the melodrama here. I don't say this as a crude attempt to seem literary or clever. It was a genuine moment of terror, like seeing the face of the man chasing you in your nightmares, and I really did experience it as a moment of revelation and of terror. And then you read the email from Parker. It sounded a lot like he has experienced the, forgive the term, vision that I did. And his reaction seemed to be analogous to the sort of dread and anxiety that I've experienced, which I continue to suffer from, which falls on me like a ton of bricks every few days or so. Like a sort of pain mixed with fear and desperation. With every new story, with every new encroachment of human liberty, I keep expecting the mass of people to say enough and rise up in defiance. And we'll come back. He's got more to say here in a moment, but I want to make sure we give you a two-pack of the Totosack at 603-435-1105. You want to get the groceries back in from the car really easily? I love the Totosack. I use it every time I go to the store. You'll get a two-pack of them if you call in right now. 603-435-1105. You dial in, and there's a good chance that you will win. Someone who calls will get the Totosack. Dial in now. 603-435-1105. More coming up with this email and your thoughts as well. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free. And those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download right there at the top of the page, last week's worth, and then you click in to the archive section, go all the way back as far as our late 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com. Now then, Mark, if you want to get your hands on gold and silver, and it's a good idea to actually get it in your possession as opposed to leaving it in the hands of the banks, what do you do?
Well, you go to gold.freetalklive.com. At gold.freetalklive.com, I've put together some coins that I think are good choices to have gold and silver, not numismatic stuff. I found all that very confusing when I was first looking into gold. This is intended to make it simple for you. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out the coins we have there. Comparison shop with the other companies out there that are selling gold and silver. You want a comparison shop. We believe we've got the best prices at gold.freetalklive.com. You need to believe it too. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So we're continuing with an email here from Alan, and he thought I wasn't going to read it on the air, but I think it's pretty good.
And very
really,
good, yeah.
Yeah, it really paints a picture of somebody who has recently come to the ideas of liberty in a significant fashion. He talks about how he's been into the movement since he was 16 or 17, but really it was more of a subtle personality quirk, as he sort of describes it earlier, until more recently when it really started to dawn on him what was happening and what the state really is and what it all means and how out of control it is. So I want to continue here with his email. So he says, with every new story, with every new encroachment of human liberty, I keep expecting the mass of people to say enough and rise up in defiance. We are, after all, deeply entrenched in this mythos of America as the land of the free, and ourselves as the free people. But with the rumble of each bootstep that Leviathan takes, we instead cower meekly and beg for protection. We supplant reasoned thinking for jingoism and nationalism. We cheer on the foot soldiers of empire and demand the blood of the enemy, while we sit idly by and watch our masters rob us of our wealth, security, and our dignity. In my own experience, I've found that if one does not cower and kneel and worship at the feet of the uniformed goons of the state, police and soldiers mostly, then one is alternately ridiculed or dismissed as a sort of malcontent or as psychologically deviant.
You're America hater.
Confess a skepticism of any armed enforcer of the state, and suddenly you are the secret friend of every terrorist and heroin dealer on the earth. What's terrible in this context is not the fear of and contempt for the state. What's truly damaging to me, and I suspect many others, is the sense of having your warnings fall on deaf ears. Of being the lone truth-teller in a world full of people who are choosing to believe lies and who are lying even to themselves.
Well, and they're falling victim to the propaganda. That's what I haven't heard yet out of this email is... Really, the American people are being dumbed down with these hidden messages that are making their way into movies, into television, into the news. They're fed such a controlled diet of statism that I don't think, you know, that most people are aware that they're not even really thinking or considering things for themselves.
I think you might be right about that. Still, that doesn't ease the frustration.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm just more to it than just you know, people are cowering down. A lot of them are really almost brainwashed in a sense to just
they are
take the programming, accept government, don't question anything, go on with your life.
Well, it is the government that runs the schools, so of course they have an interest in teaching people these things. And brainwashing, while it sounds like an extreme word, is it's fairly accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty close to the right term, actually.
So I understand his frustration. We'll come back and delve in a little further here, but I want to finish him up. To be treated as an Auslander or pariah as you stand at the edge of the precipice and warn your brothers and sisters not to charge like lemmings over the edge to their own death, only to be ridiculed and marginalized, is an awful thing. No, they say, we must charge onward, ever into the darkness and to oblivion. And you want to save them because you're bound to them, but you can't. And they fall into the darkness, and their rope is tied to you, and your rope is tied to your children, and then you all fall down and down and down into the jaws of the great beast. And then, at the last moment, when the jaws of the beast are chewing, and your friends are impaled on its teeth, you hope that in the last moment they will see finally that you are right. But instead, as the lifeblood drains out of them, they call out, "I've never been so alive!" And you realize that you were a fool to try and salvage the lives of those in bondage who never wanted to be free. You had wanted freedom to live, and they had simply wanted the freedom to die for Leviathan. You had wanted the liberation of the truth, and they had only wanted the freedom to believe in silly, comfortable lies. You had wanted freedom to choose, and they had wanted the freedom to serve and kill and die. Parker's email got into some of this, though perhaps not in the way I have here, and I suspect that he didn't intend to share the things that I've shared. For him, it seemed like a sort of mild but very real discomfort. For me, it's a sort of psychological terror that creeps into my waking nightmares. For those of you who have joined the Free State Project and moved in order to become active for liberty, may the God that I don't believe in bless you for your efforts. I hope to join you someday, but until I can get there, I can only watch in horror as those around me dismiss me out of hand as a blame America firster or a friend of the drug dealers who are poisoning our children. I would never presume for a second that I was entitled to have my email read on the air, but please, if it isn't too much trouble, send this along to Parker, which I don't even remember Parker, so I don't know if I can. So hopefully Parker's listening. You may send my email address. Oh, yeah, good God, yeah, it's bad, but we're here in the shadows waiting for it all to go down in flames. We don't want it. We don't eagerly anticipate it. But when it does, we're ready to rebuild. If New Hampshire can get there first, and it seems like it will, then good. We all need to get there in time, but the time isn't right for everyone. Maybe someday. Maybe someday soon. But we can't avoid the future forever, and the Free State Project gives us all here on the outside hope that we aren't alone. Please, Parker, feel whatever pain that you need to feel because of the dread and the loneliness and the fear and the pain, but don't feel like you're alone. You aren't. We are here. From Alan.
I really like what he had to say. The one critique that I would say is, or that I have for him, is really in line with the propaganda and the way that people are sort of controlled and force-fed this diet. I mean, it's not that they want these things, that they want to have their lives controlled and dominated by the state. It's that they've been fooled into whitewashing the fence by Huck Finn. You know, they're like, this is good for you, and they have actually bought into the propaganda at some level.
I agree with you.
I can't remember what Roman emperor it was, but he went into a grove, and he was going to be executed by, you know, whatever his political upstarts were that were against him. And his slaves stepped in and somehow or another took the poison for the emperor, and the emperor was able to steal off and become a monk in a monastery or something like that. I know I've got the story wrong, but I have the gist of it. You can at least stick a couple of stories together, and you've got my story.
Well, you'd expect the slaves to not do that. It's...
Right. You would think that this slave, this person that has been owned and beaten, I mean, this was the proper way to take care of slaves, was to beat them in order to get them to think right. And all the way up to the 19th century, here in the United States, that was just the policy. You beat them. And this guy, who probably wore many beatings by his master, stepped up and took the poison for this guy. Died. It's just, you know.
Stockholm Syndrome?
It's crazy.
So I think that, you know, you're partially right, Sam, that, people certainly have been brainwashed. They have been trained to be this way. But on the other hand, I wouldn't just say that every human being wants to be free. Maybe they don't. Maybe some like the faith, the feeling of security. And maybe it has been bred in by indoctrination and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it is something that just has come over generations of people being indoctrinated and or slaves or whatever, and that they like the idea of having someone tell them what to do. I think those people exist.
But do you think that if you could show people, here's society today, with all the controls and the atrocities that are being perpetrated by governments around the world, and you show them, here's what a free society could look like, where, you know, war is almost non-existent because it's so unprofitable, because it destroys so much, and you show them, here's how the free market could evolve and create all of these products and services and things, and give them a picture of, here's what society could be like, or if you could take them to the future and show this to them, do you really think they would, I want to be controlled and enslaved?
If you could take them to the future and, like, they could be absolutely sure that it would be that way, then I could see that be persuasive. Otherwise, they're just going to come up with excuses that are based in fear.
Fear and ignorance.
Right. So more coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome on this topic or anything you want. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. I certainly share Alan's, a lot of his concerns. I certainly shared them more strenuously in the past when I wasn't in New Hampshire. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for your thoughts, your call, if you make it now. And don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Just head on over to promote.freetalklive.com and get a whole list of things that you can do to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that. It's almost all of it is free, unless like you're talking about printing out flyers. No, it's just minor cost involved there. But go to promote.freetalklive.com, get some ideas. All right, to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Joel in Alabama, listening to WBHP. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in Huntsville. Hello there.
Hello. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight, Joel?
I was just driving home, spent a little time with my family, and called a little bit over the radio. And just curious, would you guys consider yourselves to be evolutionists, or is that what you hold to as far as... A worldview is evolution. Would that be correct?
I think that evolution is a nice idea, and I think that we're all evolving personally in our own lives as well. So I intend to evolve myself. So I would agree, Sam.
Yeah, I think absolutely evolutionist. The Free Keene website that we are bloggers at, several of us, and the people that have moved here to Keene, the moniker for that is Peaceful Evolution, and it's really about realizing that aggressing against our neighbors is not the optimal solution in order to provide services. I mean, you just cannot provide services at the barrel of a gun or under the threat of force.
I don't think evolution really can be anything but peaceful, personally. Yeah. And I think that violence
I
actually
think the gentleman's talking about evolution
you.
Versus creationism.
Well, I don't know. What were you talking about, Joel?
Well, no, you're answering my question. I would wonder then what exactly or how would you just summarize then what evolution would be? How would you summarize that?
Well, I mean, are you talking about personal evolution or are you talking about evolution of a species? Because I think it's a little different.
I guess more particularly of a species. I mean, would you hold evolution as a viable theory as far as how
No, I think it's just a theory. I mean, I think it's a theory that's backed up by some evidence out there. I don't know if it's a
most of the evidence, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't know if it's entirely complete.
And I don't think that it's exclusive of there being a God. I think that God could have decided that...
to create evolution.
Right, to create life as it exists and on this planet, this tiny little planet in the midst of a gigantic universe, in the midst of a multiverse. I think that, you could still have evolution and still have a God.
Yeah, they're not exclusive ideas.
I don't think that faith and and science are necessarily exclusive in that area, but I would say, I guess the shortest answer for evolution is the survival of the fittest.
Okay, and I guess that's really what I was going to really just try to understand, because I also had caught up the conversation about homosexuality, and evolution in itself would teach that if you have survival of the fittest, natural selection, that where two men, let's say like Elton John and his partner, have a child, but that child really is only available through a surrogate mother, that evolution itself would stand against, homosexuality if the natural selection and the survival of the fittest, by being able to reproduce something that's better or maybe more advanced.
Yeah, but maybe you're not looking at the whole picture. I mean, maybe there are really specific things that gay people are particularly useful for, like hairstyling, or costume design, or, something like that.
Propagate the species in different ways.
So that essentially, that no matter how many generations there are, there continue to be the existence of homosexuality
but
as a natural state.
The contrary point to that would be that those that propagate and breed would be the good humans, right? So if the gay people who aren't propagating and breeding properly are the bad humans, and I guess you throw in priests and what do they call them? Dinks, dual income, no kids, mm-hmm. White people that are professionals, you got to toss them in that group. But in fact, the beer swilling, trailer park living, wife beating, those folks, those are the good humans because they're breeding at a higher rate, right?
No. I was just curious how you would reconcile evolution and homosexuality, since homosexuality.
I don't reconcile it at all. I went and got a vasectomy. I don't feel like it's time for me to slit my throat.
I think there's more to evolution than just the survival of the fittest and the
propagation,
of passing on genes. Yeah, exactly. I think there's a sort of conscious aspect or spiritual aspect to it. And evolution is also about coming to greater understandings about us, about who we are, what we're capable of.
That's that personal evolution. Yeah.
And I think that plays a really key role as well.
And having the contrast out there to allow you to make choices and to look at yourself and to analyze yourself and how you feel and whether it's appropriate or not is important. And so having, things that are different is useful to that purpose.
Right.
Okay. I was just going to see how you guys would reconcile that. I really didn't know if you were evolutionist or not, just listening. I just caught a little bit, but
I don't know if I'm an evolutionist either. I mean, I'm not entirely familiar with the scientific...
I've seen fossils.
I'm not a scientist. I haven't studied extensively Charles Darwin and his theory or anything like that. I haven't done, dug deeply into that. I just find it, a plausible idea. I think it's backed up by some evidence, the scientific theory of it. And I firmly believe in the evolution of the human being, just in that individual chunk of time, the 100 years that we have here. Hopefully we'll have longer by the time we get there. But I've seen myself evolve and I've seen myself change and become more. More allowing toward others and rejecting toward violence and move along this path that I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago, and that's I consider that to be my personal evolution.
And I think there's in the fossil record, there are also these massive leaps that species and diversity has taken over time. So while, yes, survival of the fittest and passing on genes and so forth is an important part of evolution and certainly plays a role, I think there's something else out there that sort of skips over that and makes these giant leaps that science has not yet explained.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just that was good enough, man. I just
thanks, Joel.
That.
I appreciate the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, I'm like you. I mean, I don't I think it was you, Mark, that said this, but I don't try to reconcile what exists with what I think the theory of evolution should be or what it's supposed to mean or something like that.
Right. I've got some problems with the whole idea that we were entirely, risen up from single-celled organisms. The thing is when I look at sort of the scientists and what do they think by looking at the world, and then I look at preachers and what are they supposing, and the stories that the scientists are telling to me are better stories. You know, that the idea that we can show a lineage of different skulls that they found in different places. I think that's something that shouldn't be just discounted. I have a difficult time imagining exactly how one missing link leads to another missing link. I don't know that stuff. I'm just I kind of believe what I'm told.
There's a very interesting experiment where they took some salamander eggs, shot a laser through it, and then into some frog eggs. When the frogs hatched, they had features of the salamander. So there's no cross-pollination of DNA going on there, but what that's suggesting is that maybe energy is carrying the DNA. And so that may be where some of these evolutionary leaps are taking place.
Then science can't
that science hasn't explained yet.
And if you believe the Bible is sort of a literal document, you really have to believe in hyper-evolution. Because the world as we know it has only existed for 4,000 years.
According to the Bible.
According to the Bible. Noah's flood was 4,000 years ago, and he had 2,000 years of Earth before that or whatever. So you would have to believe in some kind of evolution at that point.
Let's bring Dennis on here, also listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Plenty
yeah,
on
that homosexual stuff right there now. Start off with, I'm an Indian, all right, and when it comes to persecution, Mohawk, that's my people. Believe me, I know all about it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Being treated sometimes like I'm subhuman or inferior like most of the rest of us do. But I'm an open-minded person myself, and I lived in Florida for 20 years. And one or more of you guys said you lived in Florida. And
yep.
So when it comes to knowing gays down there, I knew plenty of them. They were great, great friends to me, very, very good friends. And we Indians, a lot of us will believe in past lives, and I'm one that I kind of believe in reincarnation too on that we just keep coming back till we get it right, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like and it. It's kind of fun. It's a fun idea.
You got about 20 seconds. Go.
Okay, hold on. I have this spirit. What if sometimes our spirit comes back in the wrong body for what we were meant for? What do you think about that?
Very possible.
I don't know.
Something to think about further, but we don't have time for it right now. Thanks, Dennis, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. It has been Ian here.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. And if you're listening in Indy, you can call tonight and hear yourself in the morning after 7. See ya.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.